Good evening, I'm Rafferty Cleary. Expect clear skies tonight, a low near 70. The Upper Cumberland Regional Airport has begun the process of updating its airport layout plan. Airport Manager Dean Selby said the FAA requires that plan to be updated every 10 years.
Ours has exceeded 10 years, so it's time we have to do a new airport layout plan. And it helps us plan budget-wise for what's going in the future, and it helps the federal government plan for the future for what they're going to have to expend on this airport on for their side of it, and it also helps the state prepare for what they're going to need to come to the table with.
Selby said updating that plan is important because it helps the airport qualify for different grants. The airport is using a $200,000 grant to help pay for the project. The city of Baxter has issued a burn ban that prohibits all open-source burning within the city limits. Baxter Fire Chief Mark White said he implemented the restriction because of extremely dry conditions and hot weather. The restriction includes all recreational fires and the burning of any wood, brush, or yard debris. White gave no specific date for lifting the burn ban. He said the fire department would suspend the ban once enough rainfall occurs to reduce the fire threat. Cookeville, Gainesboro, and several other municipalities have also issued burn bans due to the dry weather conditions. Putnam County authorities have arrested a man for allegedly threatening to shoot two newspaper delivery people. Deputies charged 58-year-old Mark Eugene Poor with two counts of aggravated assault. The incident happened Tuesday as a husband and wife delivered papers in the area of Lancaster Road. An arrest report said Poor got out of his vehicle, pointed a rifle inside the victim's car, and threatened to shoot both victims. He fled the scene when the victims called police. Poor posted $20,000 bond on Wednesday. The Jackson County School System has received a state grant to help hire two new school resource officers. Director of Schools Christy Brown said the $70,000 will place SROs at Dodson Branch and Gainesboro Elementary. The funding comes from the Tennessee Department of Education. It's part of Governor Bill Lee's $40 million investment for school safety grants. State officials prioritize the monies for schools that do not have full-time SROs. Cookeville has a large pile of red dirt that's needing a new home. That pile accumulated on the side of the city's new police station at Neal Street and Old Walton Road. City Manager James Mills said no one showed any interest after the city requested bids for the red dirt earlier this month.
We're going to contact some people on our own, see if they're interested, and if they want to, you know, when they rebid it. I don't know. We've got a few weeks, but took a long time and used up a lot of hours to move that topsoil. I sure don't want to have to haul all the way out to the business park. We talked about moving some other locations, but we know some people are doing some field work in the city. We'll reach out to them.
Mills said the city would have to pay an estimated $30,000 to have the dirt hauled away. The dirt needs to be moved before groundwork for the new police headquarters begins in November. Tennessee's burn permit season will begin early this year. The state requiring rural residents to obtain burn permits beginning Monday. That's about 26 days earlier than usual because of the current dry weather conditions. Permits can be obtained by visiting burnsafetn.org. More on this story coming up in just a few moments. Tennessee's burn permit season will begin earlier than usual this year. Tim Phelps is the Public Information Officer for the Tennessee Division of Forestry.
Because the conditions have been so hot and dry as we lead up into the fall fire season, we just want to use a little bit of extra precaution, so we're going to start issuing permits early this year. As of Monday, September 23rd, we're going to require folks in the rural communities, outside of municipalities who likely have their own restrictions in place, to get a debris burning permit. This is to burn your pile of leaves, to burn your pile of brush. So they can go on our website, burnsafetn.org, and look for the phone number to get that permit or even get one issued online, if we're going to be issuing them at all. So the burn permit system is a great way for us to communicate when, where, and how it's safe to conduct a debris fire. It's sort of our communication line with the landowner who wants to burn a pile of leaves or brush. So if conditions are not conducive to burn that day, maybe the relative humidity is really low, maybe the winds are going to kick up. Those are two factors that work simultaneously together to create high fire danger. We just won't issue them.
Statewide in those rural areas, are you all experiencing any problems because of this dry conditions right now, or is this early permit system being put in place kind of a precaution on your all's side?
Looking at the rural conditions, while we do see some fires in grasses, we're not seeing those escape into the woods. The vegetation in the woods, that larger material, the twigs, the trunks, the logs on the ground, is still holding a lot of moisture from the abundance of moisture and the surplus of moisture that we've experienced for a good portion of the year. So that material hasn't quite dried out yet to the point where we've either seen an increase of fire or we're too concerned about our ability to control a wildfire should one get out of a target area. So as of now, we're not seeing that increase. Our indices that we monitor on a daily basis don't seem to point to any severe wildfire threat or fire danger. We are seeing some more drought conditions become elevated. So really what it amounts to is we're entering our fall fire season. And, you know, we typically have more fires in late October, early November, because that fine fuel, the leaves from the hardwood trees fall and create that fine fuel on the forest floor, which can make it more difficult to control. So if we continue in this trend, it is going to be a pretty interesting fire season as those conditions mature. But as of now, we haven't seen that much, and this is just a precautionary measure to just sort of get this in front of people early.
You can obtain a burn permit by calling the local forestry office or visiting burnsafetn.org. The permits will be required for anyone wanting to set an open-air fire within 500 feet of any forest, grassland, or woodland.